Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from Mark chapter 1. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." This is the text. The gospel of Mark has been in the news a little more than usual in recent days. You may have read about the claim of papyrus fragments of the gospel of Mark dating from the first century that were found. This would be the oldest known copy of any of the Gospels. They were actually found a few years ago, but the world of archaeology moves really slow. And the jury is still out on whether or not the fragments are authentic. They like to be careful about these things. It seems like they are. But whether or not they are, I mean, it doesn't change the place that Mark has as an historical record of the life of Christ. Mark wrote his gospel between 50 and 60 AD, as he was working in close proximity with Peter. This is essentially Peter's gospel. Now, Matthew's gospel had already been written and circulated among the churches by the time Mark wrote his. If you read a lot of scholars who talk about these things, many of them would disagree with what I just said, and there are a lot of people out there who say Mark was written first. But that suggestion came out of a group of critics of the Bible from the 18th and 19th centuries who made a lot of really ridiculous claims about the Bible and really didn't have any factual evidence to support it, but it fit their story, how the Bible was written later on, like 2nd century, 3rd century, by not by the apostles, not by the evangelists, but by later people. And so, they were trying to discredit the Bible, and that's how Mark, being the first gospel written, really came about. The evidence shows Matthew was first, and the evidence from Mark's text show that it was not the first one. There is an unfortunate reality in the world in which we live that not everyone who talks about the Bible or God is really helpful in forming your faith. Seek the truth. The reality is that the Gospel of Mark is written with the understanding that the people reading it are already familiar with the goings-on of the life of Christ. And we see this as a prime example of this in our reading today. Mark begins his gospel with John the Baptist. Jesus is baptized, then he goes out into the wilderness for 40 days, tempted by Satan. And all this takes place in the first 13 verses. He gives a really quick overview, as if he's writing to people who already know the story. And then we pick up in our gospel reading today. We hear that John is arrested. Arrested? By whom was he arrested? Mark doesn't bother to tell us. If you've never heard the gospel, if you know nothing of Christ, and you start by reading the gospel of Mark, there's going to be a lot of unanswered questions. You need to know the rest of the story to get the full effect of what Mark is telling you about Jesus. John is arrested. Well, what was John doing? He was preaching. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. We learn of this from the other gospels. John gets arrested. By whom? Herod Antipas, who had authority over the region of Galilee. And Mark doesn't bother to give you any of this information because it's something that you would already know. It's assumed that you know this. And it's assumed that you know that after John gets arrested, John was killed by Herod at the urging of his wife because John had spoken out against their unholy union. So after John gets arrested, what does Jesus do? Mark tells us that Jesus went to Galilee. And what does he do there? He's preaching, repent. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. He preaches the same message that John the Baptist preached. Where did he do this? Galilee. Where was it that John was arrested for preaching the same thing? Galilee. Who was the authority in Galilee at the time? Herod. John is going to be killed for preaching this message. What's going to happen to Jesus on account of the gospel? What is the gospel? Is there any gospel without the death of Jesus? And of course, the resurrection. No, because the gospel is, the good news is, Jesus conquers death. Mark's gospel makes perfect sense as long as you know the rest of the story, as long as you know the context. Because none of this story makes sense unless Jesus dies on the cross and rises from the grave and conquers death. Mark assumes that you know the context of the events of Jesus' life. We see this in regard to his calling of the disciples, passing along the Sea of Galilee. Jesus sees Simon Peter and his brother Andrew. And Jesus says, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and they followed him. And then he sees James and his brother John. And immediately he called to them, and they left their boats and their father and the workmen and followed him. If you didn't know the context, if you had not read the other gospels, it would seem that Jesus has the power of the Pied Piper of Hamelin, and his disciples were following him as if they were in some mystical trance. But do you remember what we talked about last week? By this point, Jesus has already spent a day with Andrew, who tells his brother Simon Peter, "We have found the Messiah." Mark doesn't tell us any of these details, because it's assumed that you know these things. Mark assumes that you know that prior to Jesus saying, "Follow me," to Peter, Andrew, James, and John, Jesus has already gotten into Peter's boat and preached to the people with Peter sitting there in the boat, and then tells Peter to cast his net out onto the right side of the boat, and you have this miraculous catch of fish. Mark writes his gospel assuming that you know this context. And he should assume that you know these things. He's writing about 20 years after Jesus' death and resurrection. And all the Roman world is talking about Jesus of Nazareth and the empty grave. It is the topic of conversation, even among the pagans. For example, you compare Jesus with Julius Caesar. You take the 150 years after Julius Caesar dies. Now, consider his military exploits. He conquered Gaul, modern-day France. He fought against my barbarian ancestors in Germany. He declared civil war on Rome, crossed the Rubicon, defeated Pompey, his rival for the throne, crowned himself the first emperor of Rome. And people wrote about this. But more non-Christian writers mention Jesus within 150 years of his death than mention Julius Caesar in the 150 years after his death. Julius Caesar conquered the Mediterranean world, and people wrote about it. Jesus conquered death, and everyone was talking about it. In Mark's day, all the world was talking about Jesus of Nazareth. All the world is still talking about Jesus of Nazareth. Why? Because he has conquered death for you. Seek the truth. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.